Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Adam Schefter reporting about an hour ago, a little over an hour ago. Are you ready for this? And Mike Tomlin is elated. For the first time, Hard Knocks planning to supersize the feature this summer. That's Hard Knocks. The Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers, according to league sources, they tell Schefter and ESPN, if there's a training camp, that is. This has to make people on South Water Street absolutely happy as can be.
Oh, they're ecstatic that they don't have to deal with any kind of infiltration from cameras and microphones and having to tell people where they can go and where they can't go, and then finding out later that they're not allowed to tell certain people where they're allowed. It's just, it would have been such a headache for Art Rooney, Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin, for them to put up with that. And again, if there's training camp, especially if there is training camp at St. Vincent, which I don't know, who knows what that looks like if we're able to get there. But if there is training camp at St. Vincent College in La Trobe, it's one of those places where I feel like they go to be insulated from everything. And that would have been the complete and total opposite of being insulated from everything. It would have been an infiltration of the entire media world on everything they're doing out there. And that, no, Mike Tomlin would not have been happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not real happy. I wanted to, like, for selfish sake, didn't we all in Pittsburgh, even if it made the Pittsburgh Steelers not excited and it made them happy, I mean, there's potential breakout here. There's, I think there's Zach Banner that the world could be introduced to. There are people like, I think Deontay Johnson is someone that the world could be introduced to, because they always focus in on that one kind of behind the scenes kind of guy. And as much as it would be an intrusion, I don't care. I want information and I want entertainment and I want that. I'm mad about this. I wanted the Pittsburgh Steelers to be on.
Oh, I would have loved to see it happen with the Steelers. And I wonder how much of it is because of logistic concerns regarding, you know, the NFL Network. And I understand NFL Network doesn't produce Hard Knocks, but if they have the facilities of NFL Network right there basically on campus, on site at the SoFi Stadium location, where I imagine the Rams and Chargers will probably do a ton of their preseason work, then it makes it a whole lot easier with everything kind of under one, so to speak, roof to get it done, rather than having to transport an entire production staff out to the middle of Westmoreland County. And I wonder, especially in a post-coronavirus world, and we won't be completely post it come training camp time if we have training camps this summer, if it just makes more sense for them to do it in L.A. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I just had that thought, and they're missing an opportunity to use the Steelers, though. If this was a decision based on just publicizing the two L.A. teams and their new stadium and all of that, it's an opportunity missed by the NFL.
Well, you know what's going to happen then. They're going to go into training camp, the Steelers are this year, and they're going to start the season. And the very first time, they're going to get rookies together, they're going to get the vets together, they're going to have that whole team meeting, the whole staff, the trainers, everybody. And they're going to be there, and Mike Tomlin's going to be like, hey, Missy Matthews and Teresa and everybody, put the cameras away. This is one that's just for the team. I don't want this disseminated publicly. and he's going to say, he's going to look at everybody, he's going to say, hey, great to see you guys, we're back here. Your asses better make the playoffs this year so that this whole Hard Knocks thing is done. Because if we can make the playoffs this year, then we keep this thing at arm's length for another couple years. So that is going to be the impetus to make the playoffs this year. The Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Not just
to avoid Hard Knocks.
Yes. Yes. Who would have been the breakout star if it was the Pittsburgh Steelers? Who'd be the guy that they'd focus in on?
Devin Bush, I think, would have had a big role. That's not really, you know, that's not a behind-the-scenes guy anymore. But and T.J. Watt, just the last name Watt gets you a lot of eyeballs these days, too. So I think the defense first kind of thing would have been a huge focus from the producers. And then, obviously, the Ben comeback from surgery would have been a big storyline as well. But I think Devin Bush would have been kind of like the breakout star.
I wonder if this becomes, because it's an easy story, and it's a great story, if this just becomes a documentary pretty much on Aaron Donald, if they do that, because they have access to now a great player, someone who's exciting, someone who has some things to say and just dominates football games. Like, it has the potential to be that.
Yeah, you're right. It has that potential, certainly. And I wonder if this decision was impacted at all by Brady's decision to go to Tampa. Like, if they were thinking Chargers all along, and then maybe because they thought Brady could end up there, and then they said, well, heck, let's just do both L.A. teams. How about that? It'll be interesting to see how they integrate the two teams, and I don't know. I would have much preferred it be on the Steelers just for lots of selfish reasons.
Well, yeah, and now we're missing what'll be the Watt family hangouts, the Watt family cookouts. They would have played that angle so hard.
Oh, yeah.
The two Watt brothers there. I don't know. So, Producer Matt, mental health check-in, as we do every day, not always about this time, but normally towards the end of one of the hours. Just to explain, we're in our homes. You know this by this point probably. And by the way, it started to rain at my house right now, so look forward to not a really good weather day, but we check in with Producer Matt to make sure, because he's in studio by himself. He's a guy with a ton of friends, but he's got no friends at work because no one's there. Huh. So are you doing okay, Producer Matt, all by yourself in there?
I'm good. I haven't really talked. I don't think I've talked to a single human being today, though. I just realized that.
To laugh, but
face to face. I mean, I've talked to you guys, but not no face to face interactions, I don't think, today.
Yeah. Are you wearing sweatpants today?
Of course, yes.
Good job by you. Good job by you. One day you're gonna come in, I swear, you're just gonna come in a swimsuit and a tank top with a pair of flip flops as the weather gets nice and just not care.
Nobody would know any differently, I don't think.
No. Have you noticed anything different with the office? Is it functioning the same with just no people? Is that pretty much what's going on?
Yeah, pretty much. There hasn't been much change. I mean, it looks the same every day, and there's like, you know, maybe a couple people milling around, and that's it, really.
All right. Jeez. That's that. So mental health, two thumbs up from you?
It's all good.
All right. How about it, Chris? Producer Matt holding it together in these trying times. I'm always big on Producer Matt, but he's even taken a couple notches up with this whole coronavirus stuff.
I'd like to know how well he'd be holding it together if there wasn't like a magical coffee fairy still making sure the coffee pots were filled all the time. We still haven't figured out who that is.
That is big.
I did see on my Facebook, you know, the 1 year things, how it comes up. I don't know, 1 year ago today or 2 years ago today, 3 years, Facebook, whatever, memories. 1 year ago yesterday was the big coffee incident where Producer Matt, he was so fed up with the coffee machine, the coffee pot not working right, he just took the coffee pot away and just let it spill all over the counter for like 12 seconds as he was rinsing it out and was like, I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm fed up. I clean it up every day, so who cares? I'm not even going to try to plug this hole in the boat. Just clean it up when I clean it up.
I remember that incident because I came onto the scene as it was happening, as it was just spilling over, and there was nothing I could do. I just had to watch it happen.
Oh, my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.